Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
G-Money's a pimp, got his clan made the man. Big booty girls run the world. Watch yourself, be careful what you're working with. Watch yourself, I've been all over the world. Show me what you can do. And I got girls all over the world. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill. Just call me the big pill. I'm chocolate covered, freaky and habit forming. I'm sugar and spice and everything nice. That's what this pimp is made of. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Ah, and now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? Yeah.
Bad man, my jammer. Oh,
G-Money's a pimp. God's clan made the man. Big booty girls run the world. Watch yourself. Be careful what you're working with. Watch yourself. I've been all over the world. Show me what you can do. And I got girls all over the world. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill. Just call me the big pill. I'm chocolate covered, freaky and habit forming. I'm sugar and spice and everything nice. That's what this pimp is made of. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Ah, and now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? Yeah.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and now it's time for the sports report. Let's talk basketball, NBA, WNBA, and college basketball. Yes, let's talk basketball. Yes, sir. It's basketball sports report time. What's up, DJ? Are you in the house?
What's up, G-Money? There were 6 games on Tuesday, and there were 9 games on yesterday. So let's get started on Tuesday.
Okay.
The first game was the New York Knicks beat the Orlando Magic 102-98.
All right. I think I picked the Knicks to win. So that's a win for G Money. That's one win and no losses for Tuesday. So let's go to game number two.
Game number two, the New Orleans Pelicans beat the Atlanta Hawks 116-107.
All right, I picked the Pelicans to win that game also. So that's 2 wins for G Money and no losses. Let's go to game number three.
Game number three, the Phoenix Suns beat the Brooklyn Nets 116-112.
I'm not sure who I picked in that game. I think I picked Phoenix to beat Brooklyn, because Brooklyn was having a lot of problems. So I think I picked Phoenix to win. So I think that's 3 wins for G Money and no loss. Let's go to game four.
Game number four, the Memphis Grizzlies beat the Chicago Bulls 104-89.
Yep, I picked Memphis to beat Chicago. So that's 4-0. I'm 4 wins and no losses. Let's go to game number five.
Game number five, the Denver Nuggets beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 146-112.
Yep, I bet on the Denver Nuggets to win. So that's 5 wins for me and no losses. So let's go to game number 6.
Game number 6, the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the L.A. Lakers 133-130.
Ooh! Oh, man! I don't think I bet on Oklahoma to beat the Lakers. I think I bet on the Lakers to beat Oklahoma. Oh, man. Can you check that, DJ? I know you have it. Did I pick Oklahoma over the Lakers, or did I pick the Lakers to win?
I think you went with the Lakers.
Yeah, I think I did, too. I went with the hometown boys. All right. Well, that's one loss for G-Money. So I'm 5-1 now. Let's go to game number 7.
So game number 7 is actually game number 1 for yesterday, and that is the Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Detroit Pistons 113-85.
Okay, I bet on Cleveland to beat the Pistons, so that's a win for G Money. So how many games did they have on Tuesday?
Tuesday there was 6 games.
6 games. So I went 5-1 on Tuesday. Okay. So let's go on Wednesday. I'm 1-0 on Wednesday because I know I picked Cleveland over Detroit. So let's go to game number 2 on Wednesday.
Game number 2, the Washington Wizards beat the Charlotte Hornets 118-104.
Oh, really? Charlotte got beat by the Washington Wizards? Oh, man. Okay. I know I picked Charlotte to beat Washington. So that's a loss for G-Money. So I'm 1-1 on Wednesday. So let's go to game number 3.
Game number 3, the Miami Heat beat the Indiana Pacers 116-111.
Yep, I bet on the Miami Heat to win the game. So that's 2 wins and 1 losses for G-Money. I'm 2-1. Let's go to game number 4.
Game number 4, the Toronto Raptors beat the San Antonio Spurs 112-98.
Yep, I bet on the Raptors to beat the Spurs. So that's 3-1. So that's a win for G-Money. Let's go to game number 5.
Game number 5, the Boston Celtics beat the Philadelphia 76ers 106-99.
I think I bet Boston to beat Philly. I think that's a win for G-Money. So that's 4-1, 4 wins, 1 loss. That's a win for G-Money. Let's go to game number 6.
Game number 6, the Sacramento Kings beat the Houston Rockets 130-128.
All right. I bet Sacramento to beat Houston. Oh, that's a win for G-Money. All right, so that's 5 wins and 1 loss. Let's go to game number 7.
Game number 7, the Minnesota Timberwolves beat the Utah Jazz 143-118.
Did I bet on Minnesota to beat Utah? Let me think about that. I think I did. I think I bet on Minnesota to beat Utah. Where were they playing?
They played in Utah.
That game, they played in Utah. Oh, man. Did I bet on Minnesota or did I bet on Utah? I don't remember. I think I I don't know. I don't know. I want to claim a win, but I'm not sure. I bet on Minnesota to beat Utah because Minnesota is number two in the Eastern Conference, and no, they're number two in the Western Conference, and Utah is in on the radar in the Western Conference. So I think I bet Utah to lose that game. Can you check for me, DJ? I don't want to give the audience the wrong information because I think I bet on Minnesota, Indianapolis.
You bet on Timberwolves.
Timberwolves, yeah. Minnesota Timberwolves. Yeah, I think I did. So that's another win for G-Money. So that's like 6-1. Let's go to game number 8.
Game number 8, the Portland Trail Blazers beat the Golden State Warriors 125-122.
Ooh, that's an upset. I think I bet on Golden State to win that game. And they got beat by Portland because Portland isn't on the radar yet. But Golden State isn't either. So it was a battle of the two unknowns. So I picked the last year's defending champion, the Golden State Warriors. So if they lost, that's a loss for G-Money. Because I'm pretty sure I picked Golden State to beat Portland. All right. Well, that's 6-2. So what about game number 9?
Game number 9, the Dallas Mavericks beat the L.A. Clippers 110-104.
I want to say I bet on Dallas to beat the Clippers. But the Clippers are on the radar, so I don't know. I think I bet on Dallas. I don't think I went with the Clippers. I think I bet on Dallas to win. So check that for me, DJ. I'm pretty sure I bet on Dallas for the win.
You bet on the Dallas Mavericks.
Yes, sir. That's a win for G Money. Okay, so I'm 7-2. Let's go to game number 10.
Nope, only 9 games.
9 games. All right. So on Tuesday night, I was 6-1. And on Wednesday, I was 7-2. Not bad. Not bad, G-Money. I want the audience to know that I'm on a winning pace right now. I've won 90% of the games this week so far. On Monday, I was 5-2. On Tuesday, I was 6-1. And on Wednesday, I was 7-2. Oh, my goodness. Boy, G-Money can pick basketball. And I'm not even picking the point spread. I'm picking the games head up. So I guess with the point spread, the scores may be a little different. But right now, I'm picking head up, and I'm doing good. So let's see. What is that? 5-2, 6-1. That's 11-3, and 7-2 is 11-7, and 11-7 is 18, and 2 is 5. 18-5 is my record so far this week, with Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Woo, 18-5. Oh, give him up. Love to G Money. He's doing amazing things with basketball. So are you listening, fans? Everybody listening to this radio show is listening to how G Money is picking the winners. So follow G Money Sports Report, and you can pick winners at the casino with G Money. Now, I just want to make one comment that I'm not picking with the point spread. I'm picking head up. So I'm doing really good with the head up wins. But now if we add the point spread, I don't know if all of my teams are covering the point spread. Because the bookies, you know, they're trying to win these games. And they're trying to give point spreads to some of the basketball teams that ain't doing so well. So, you know, a lot of the games were wins by like 2 points. Or 3 points, and with the point spread, that would have changed the outcome of the game. So when you're picking in the casinos, make sure you check the point spread. You can go with my picks, but see if my picks will be okay along with the point spread. All right, well, let's go to Thursday's game, and that's tonight. And we'll find out how Thursday's games end up tomorrow on Friday's radio show. So let's go to game one on Thursday and see how G-Money picks the winner. 18-5. Whoa, wait. I can kick your butt. All right. Go ahead, DJ. Sorry.
Game number one, the Denver Nuggets are playing the Orlando Magic, and they're giving the Magic 5 points.
Okay, I'm taking Denver Nuggets for the win. They're in first place in the Western Conference, so I think they'll beat Orlando. So I'm going to take Denver for the win.
Okay, Denver for the win. Game number two, the Chicago Bulls are playing the Brooklyn Nets in Brooklyn. And they're giving, they think it's pretty much head up. They're giving Chicago 1 point.
Now, this game, the Chicago Bulls haven't been winning any games. But Brooklyn is having a problem because two of their star players aren't playing right now for Brooklyn. They're in negotiations with the team, so they're not playing. So KD isn't playing, and the other guy, somebody Green, I think, is not playing in Brooklyn. So I don't know who to pick between Brooklyn. And it's Brooklyn and the Bulls? Is that who we're saying is playing in this game?
Right.
Brooklyn and the Bulls. Where is the game being played at? Let me see. If that amazing.
Being played in Brooklyn.
Playing in Brooklyn. The Bulls are just way down at the bottom of the list, though. I don't know if the Bulls are even competitive this year, because they're in last place in the Eastern Conference. So I don't know. Brooklyn is still in the top 10, but I'm going to go with Brooklyn for the win. Let me put my faith in the Brooklyn Nets, even though they're having negotiation problems with two of their star players. I'm going to because Chicago don't have any players. So I'm going to take Brooklyn Nets for the win.
Okay, Brooklyn Nets for the win. Game number three, the Phoenix Suns play the Atlanta Hawks. And looks like they're giving the Suns 8 points.
Yeah, I'm going to take Phoenix Suns for the win. Yeah, they're a better team than Atlanta. But Atlanta is expected to be playing good. This is getting into the second half of the season. So, but I'm going to take Phoenix Suns for the win.
Okay, game number four. The Milwaukee Bucks are playing the L.A. Lakers in L.A. And they're giving the Lakers 8.5 points.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Milwaukee Bucks over the Lakers. I'm sorry, Laker fans. I just can't go with the Lakers right now. They got to get their squad together. They got some people that haven't signed to play with the Lakers. So the Lakers are still in negotiation with some of their players. And LeBron James just can't win it by himself. He needs some help. So I'm going to take the Milwaukee Bucks, who's in second place in the Eastern Conference. I'm going to take them against the Los Angeles Lakers. Sorry, Lakers. You know, I'm a Laker fan, but you got to get your stuff together for me to bet on you, because I can't lose no money betting on you. So, okay. Milwaukee Bucks for the win over the Lakers. Oh.
That's it. There's only four games tonight.
Oh, okay. So I should have four in a row. For tomorrow, when we do the picks for Friday. Okay, well, 5 and 6 is 11, and 7 is 18. That's right, 18 and 5 for the 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. All right, tell everybody, you hear that? G-Money's picks are off the chart. I'm picking the winners. So follow G-Money's basketball sports report, and you can pick some winners, too. All right. And for me, that's it for the sports report for today. So we're out of here. Let's go take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I was homeless, and I was going all over Las Vegas trying to find places to live, trying to find apartments that were empty so I could spend the night in them. And I'd go out during the daytime, and I'd walk around the city, and I'd go handle my business. I went to the plasma center. And I donated plasma twice a week. And I got $25 each time I went to the plasma center. So you could go twice a week. So I get $50 a week just donating plasma. And then I go around and collect cans. And I did that. And I got $1 a pound. And I used to do this every day, all day long. You could always get money. So it was like cash and carry.
walks, I like the way she talks, and she turns me on with a special concern. Now I'm a different guy, and I don't compare to many, but next to her, I'm plain ordinary. Not many can see the light blue aura that surrounds the girl wherever in the world. She's a 9, a 10, a 20, 50, she's bittersweet, and a taco treat. She's great,
and I like it. Just the way she is, walking down the avenue, always doing something new. She's the kind of person everybody knows. She reeks distinction from head to toe. She's my Twilight Zone, my Al Capone. She's my Rolling Stone and my Eva Peron. The way she wears her hair, yeah.
Like the invisible man in drag. And when you come to meet her, you'll never agree, or she'll be waving a skirt as a flag. Like a cold in October, she'll take you right over. It's not mean to be facetious, and that look in her eye says you're the guy she plans to spend this evening with. She's great,
and I like it.
And I like it.
There was a man. He was riding on the freeway, and his telephone rang. And he answered his phone, and it was his wife. And his wife was saying, I'm looking at the news, and there's a man, somebody driving on the freeway, going the wrong way on the freeway. So be careful, honey. Be very careful while you're driving home. And he said, okay, baby. And he looked up, and he said, there's not one car, but there's 500 cars coming this way. Whoa, I was hitting that weed, and it was good. I was in Long Beach, California, and I was a photographer. I had a portable studio that I used to carry with me, and I'd go to different nightclubs, and I would take pictures of people. And, well, I had gone to this club in Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and at 2 o'clock, I packed up all my equipment, and I went inside at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
One girl was tall and dark-skinned, and the other girl was light-skinned. She either was Creole or she was Mexican, but she was beautiful. And they were like, what's up, baby? What you doing? And I said, I'm waiting on the bus, but my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning. And they said, well, why don't you come with us? We got a house, and you can keep us company. And one of the girls said, well, I got some weed. And the other girl said, I got some cognac. And I said, oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
So we get to the house. The light-skinned girl was sitting next to me. So she gets up, and she goes and pours me a glass of cognac. And then she sits down on the seat, and she pulls out this cigar box, and she rolls me a joint. And I'm smoking the joint, and I'm passing it to her, and she's like, I don't smoke. And I go to pass it to the guy on the sofa on the other side, and he says, I don't smoke either. So then I pass it to the other girl that walked in with her, and she says, she doesn't smoke. And I go, okay, so I guess I'm the only one smoking.
Oh, okay, that sounds good. Oh, yeah, I can read. Yeah, okay, I'll go with y'all to your house.
And I was like, look, I'm not here to mess around with you guys. So, you know, I ain't gonna really do nothing. And the girl says, well, we're not real women anyway. And I said, you're not women? I said, what does that mean? She says, well, we're really men. And we just dress like women because we go and we turn tricks on the street. And I said, you're not women? And she says, no, we're not. And I said, oh, okay, that sounds good. So I'm sitting in the room with these people, right?
Oh, okay, that sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay, I'll go with y'all to your house.
And so I'm sitting there, and I'm drinking my Calabria, and I'm smoking my weed. And when I look up on my watch, it's 5:30. And I finished smoking my weed, and I drank the other glass of Calabria. And I go to the door, I pack my stuff, and I walk out the door. And the little light skinned one walks me downstairs. And I say, well, I'll see you later. And she says, well, you can come back and visit anytime since you know where we are. And I said, okay, I'll remember that.
okay. That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
How come you didn't leave?
Because I was waiting for my bus to come.
So you didn't mind the environment?
No, it was something that I didn't anticipate, but they like, it's a new thing. I've seen it before.
You've seen men have sex before?
Yeah, I've been around the block, man.
My daddy had a friend that had a big house in South Central L.A., and he went to my dad, who was a city planner in Los Angeles, and asked him how he put a pool in the back of his house. And my daddy gave him the particulars, but of course they didn't think my daddy knew what he was talking about, because my daddy was black. And so they went to the city hall and went and asked some white people that they saw. And everybody in the office was saying, go see Gerard. Go talk to Mr. Gerard, because he's the one in charge of those projects. So they came and they talked to my daddy, and he told them, I told you what to do. I told you how to do it. So now just follow what I told you.
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, guys? Pagans and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. All right, well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a joke for you. There was a guy that was working as a Bible salesman with this Bible company, this book company that I was working with, and he broke the record for the most Bible sales in a day. And the boss, our manager, wanted to know how he broke the record. And so he started telling us how he broke the record. He said, I was walking down the street and I went to the houses and I knocked on the door and went. The people came to the door. I told them I was selling Bibles, and I was wanting to know if they wanted to buy a Bible or did they want me to read it to them? That's how he was, the Bible salesman of the day, because his stutter. And they said, no, that's all right, we'll buy the Bible. Thank you very much. All right, well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And they have another situation where a man was driving an 18-wheeler down the street, and he saw this giant sidewalk cafe. So he pulled into the parking lot and parked in front of the sidewalk cafe, and he got out of his truck. And he went into the cafe, and he sat down at the counter, and the waitress came over and asked if she could take his order. And he said, sure, I'll have a double cheeseburger with everything on it. I'll have a cup of coffee, and I'll have a piece of that apple pie you have right there in that cabinet. And the waitress wrote it down and gave the order to the chef to cook his hamburger. And while the man was sitting at the counter waiting on his food, 3 motorcycle gang members came in and sat down at the counter next to the man. And they had their leather jackets on with all of their writing on it and all of their mottos and everything on their jackets with their gang names and everything. And when the man's food showed up, one motorcycle guy ate his hamburger. And then another motorcycle guy drank his coffee. And the third motorcycle guy ate his pie. And the trucker didn't say a word. He just got up. He went to the register. He paid his bill, and he walked out the door and got back in his truck. And the bikers started tripping. They started saying, man, he was a sorry-ass man. He didn't put up no complaints about us eating his food. He didn't say anything about stop, don't eat my food. He didn't make any comments at all. He just let us eat his food. And then he got up and walked out. Oh, he's a sorry man. He's a piss poor man. He he's a sorry excuse for a man. And the waitress was sitting there listening, and she said, yeah, that's true. He didn't say anything about you eating his food, and he didn't complain at all about what you did, and he didn't stop you at all. But you haven't said anything about what trucking company he works for, because he just rolled over all of the motorcycles in the parking lot, and he smashed them all with his 18-wheeler. On his way out the parking lot. So I guess he got the last laugh. Whoa, I'm G-Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right, got another one for you. There was a man that came home. And he sat down in his living room, and he turned on the TV, and he pulled out the newspaper and started reading the paper. And his wife was cooking him dinner, but she came in, and she started fussing, talking about, you come home, and you haven't even offered to help me clean the house. You haven't offered to help me do anything around the house. You just come in and sit down and turn the TV on, and you're not giving any assistance. I got to clean the house all by myself. And he's like, baby, I just came home from work. I'm tired. I just want to sit down and relax. And I don't need you fussing at me about cleaning anything. I just worked 8 hours, and I have anxiety problems at work. And so I come home, and I just want to relax. But you won't even let me relax. You want to come on and fuss at me about what I'm doing and how I'm not helping you. And you need to be in there working on your cooking skills, because you don't cook very good. Your meals ain't very tasty. And she was like, oh, that's awful. I cook a meal for you every day when you come home, and you don't even help me around the house. You don't help me clean anything. I vacuum, and I mop the floors, and I clean the bathrooms, and I clean the counters, and I wash the dishes, and you don't offer any assistance. You know what? I think we need to go see a counselor, because I think we have a marriage problem. So they made an appointment to go see a psychologist, and they went into the psychologist and sat down in the room, and the psychologist asked them, okay, so what's the problem? And the wife started talking. Yeah, he goes to work, and he comes home, and he doesn't offer me any assistance. He's always complaining about my cooking, and he doesn't offer any assistance to cook anything, but he wants to complain about my cooking. And he doesn't come in, and he doesn't do any help. I clean the house all by myself. And he just wants to come in and watch TV. And he's just no help at all. But he wants to complain about my cooking. And I do all the work. And then I got to cook his meal. And he has nerve to complain about my cooking. And the psychologist said, okay, and what do you have to say, sir? And he said, man, I work all day on the job, and I have anxiety when I come home, and I just want to come home and relax. You know, I go through a lot of problems at work because I'm under a strain of trying to do the right thing so I can get paid, so I can come home and take care of the house. I can pay the bills. And I can buy the food, and she wants to fuss about I'm not helping her at all. I just don't want to hear that. I just want to come home, sit down and relax and watch TV and read the newspaper. I don't need all the other drama. That just really makes me sick. So the psychologist said, okay, I see what the problem is. Well, sir, can you go outside and wait in the waiting room while I talk to your wife? And he said, yeah, all right. And he got up and walked outside to the waiting room. And the psychologist said, yes, ma'am, well, I understand your situation. But, you know, your husband's under a lot of pressure at work, and he has anxiety issues. So you need to kind of calm down on him a little bit instead of giving him all that pressure when he comes home, because he's facing all of that pressure at work. And that anxiety and the stress at work is going to kill him. So you need to relax on it a little bit and just understand that he's doing the best he can do, because he's still paying all the bills and he's buying all the food for you to cook. So don't complain about it. Just sit back and listen to him. And maybe when you cook the dinner, you can put some candles on the table and have a candlelight dinner with him and make it kind of relaxing, so that he can sit down and relax and eat dinner with you. And I think if you have a pleasant meal, I think he'll stop fussing. And I think your household will be a little pleasant for him to come home to, because that's the problem. He's coming home to the same problems he has at work. So I think you need to relax on him and just give him a little space so that he can come home and he can relax. And then when you eat dinner, if you fix some candlelight candles on the dinner table and feed him, I'm sure he'll appreciate your food, because after all, you are cooking for him. He's not cooking anything himself, right? And she goes, yeah, okay, I guess you have a point. So he says, all right, well, I hope I help. So she gets up and she goes outside and she gets her husband and they go get in the car and they're driving home. So the husband asked her, he said, okay, well, you talked to psychologist, so what did he have to say? And she said, he said that you are going to die. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right, DJ, let's take another commercial break, and let's play a song. Let's play the song, I Love My Mama, because I haven't heard that in a while. I love my mama. I love my daddy. I love all my brothers. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I went to UC Davis, and I sang with the choir. And even though it's a gospel choir and we should have been singing for the love of God, we were trying to be a show-off choir. And we were singing in the auditorium, and we were singing. Oh, man, it was like 30 of us in the choir, and we were singing. And we were singing our song, and we were putting our hearts into it, and we were really trying to show off. And all of a sudden, the drapes in the auditorium, they were long drapes that went from the ceiling to the floor. The drapes started falling, and we were like, wow, God's really in the house. And I went in with a white girl. This girl had soul. Oh, she could dance her butt off. She danced better than a lot of black girls I know.
I love my mama. I love my daddy. I love all my brothers. I love my mama, I love my daddy, even DJ Papa D. I love my mama, I love my daddy, I love all my brothers, even the one they say is crazy.
even DJ Kobe Matt. I love my mama, I love my daddy, I love all my brothers. I'm D-Money. I love all my brothers. I love my mama, I love my daddy. I'm D-Money, the pimp comic. I don't shower, I don't shave. I masturbate 3 times a day. I love my mama, I love my daddy. I love all my brothers. I'm so damn funny, I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm D-Money, the pimp comic. I'm D-Money, the pimp comic. I love my mama, I love my dad, I love all my brothers. I'm D-Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I'm 6'1", 220 pounds of man. I can do it like that. I love my mama. I love my dad. I'm D-Money. I can take you there. I love my mama. I love my dad. I love all my brothers. I'm D-Money, the pimp comic. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's how it goes. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. I'm D-Money. Now you know. I love my mama. I love my dad. I love all my brothers. I'm D-Money. The pimp comic. I work the Vegas Strip. I'm telling jokes and I'm writing songs, cause that's my gift. I love my mama. I love my daddy. I love all my brothers. I'm D-Money, the best cop. If you don't know, now you know.
So I've made it back to the train station, but all my group has left me. The only person that's waiting for me is my French teacher. And I was going to have to spend the night with him because he tried to get us a ticket out so that we could get to the bullfight Sunday morning. But there was no more trains out that night. So then we had to go find a hotel. And since it was just me and him, we only got one room with one bed. And I mean, I had to sleep in the bed with my French teacher. I really wasn't liking that idea. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a problem. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight because I'm thinking he might try to make a move on me.
It was Martin, Malcolm, Hewitt, Alvin, Marcus, Richard, Jesse, Adam, Carlin, Garden, James, Philip, Nat, show them not to play with us. Duke, Langston, Thurgood, Robert, Hank, Jesse, Jackie, Muhammad, Paul, Stokely, Mega, Webb. About three Benjamins, a good two Freds. Women like Harriet, Rosa, Ida, Shirley, Sojourner, Madam, Maya, Mary, Bessa, Ella, and Retta. Even baby Ruby was out here applying pressure. Gail, John, Booker, Sid, George, nuts if you don't know who he is. Bayard, Charles, Roy, Carter, Cease, just for drinking them white folks' water. All kings and queens, yes, for real. And to the ones that we lost, like Emmett Till. And all those that's here, we gon' continue to hold it down. Say it loud, black, and I'm proud.
Damn, man. Cisco.
Yeah. What these bitches want from a nigga? What these bitches want from a nigga? What these bitches want from a nigga? I meet bitches, discreet bitches, street bitches, slash, Cocoa Puffs, sweet bitches, what? Make you wanna eat bitches, but not me. Yeah, niggas eat off the plate all you want, but not D. I fuck with these hoes from a distance. The instant they start to catch feelings, I start to steal in they shit. Then I'm out just like a thief in the night. I sink my teeth in the bite. You thinking life, I'm thinking more like, what's up tonight? Come on, ma, you know I got a wife. And even though that pussy pat, I'm not gonna jeopardize my life. Right? So what is it you want from a nigga? What? I gave you gave me. Bitch, I blazed you blazed me. Nothing more, nothing less, but you at my door, willing to confess that it's the best you ever test. Right. Better than all the rest, I'm like, alright girlfriend, hold up, I gave you what you gave me, boo, enough.
What
you
want from a nigga? What you bitches want from a nigga?
There was Brenda, Leticia, Linda, Felicia, Dawn, LaShawn, Inez, and Alicia, Teresa, Monica, Sharon, Nikki, Lisa, Veronica, Karen, Vicky, Cookie. So I met her in the ice cream parlor. Tanya, Diane, Lori, and Carla, Marina, Selena, Katrina, Sabrina, about three Kims, Latoya, Tina, Shelly, Bridget, Kathy, Rashida, Kelly, Nicole, Angel, Juanita, Stacy, Tracy, Rhonda, and Rhonda, Donna, Yolanda, Tawana, and Wanda. We're all treated fairly, but yet still. But this is on some other shit, now that I'm fucking with you, hell. But I'ma keep it fair. What the fuck you want from a nigga? What the fuck you want from a nigga?
I
think about when a nigga didn't have, and a nigga told a joke, and the bitches didn't laugh. See, now I do the math. I see if you got this, and this, and this. Some cap, that nigga's the shit. And that's all they fucking with. But see, these bitches don't know. If these bitches ain't for real, these bitches don't go. Knock on the door, no show. I'm asleep, trying to creep with your best friend. What it is, dig deep.
Yeah.
got in there and played a couple of games of dominoes and drank me a couple more beers. And then I said, all right, people, I got to leave because I got to go out here and make some more money. So I was walking around trying to sell the last of the 12 sodas. And this man walked up to me, and he looked over my sodas, and he said, yeah, he wanted to buy some sodas. But he was drunk, and he pulled his money out, and he dropped his money all on the ground. So I reached down, and I picked it up for him, and I was handing it to him. And he backed up and tripped over his barbecue pit. And all of the barbecue briquettes fell on him and caught his clothes on fire. His shirt was burning up. And I was standing there looking at him, and he was on fire. And I said, whoa, he's on fire.
Everybody around the world, G's Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G's Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp County, and I have a short joke for you, a story. There was a man that bought 600 acres of farmland, and during the day he would be out there tilling his soil and planting the seeds for his crops to grow. And then in the evening, he would go and sit on his front porch, and he would watch the sunset in the west. And he'd be on the porch drinking cold beers and just relaxing after a hard day of work, tilling his soil and working the land. And while he was sitting on his porch, one day a truck came down the highway and then turned onto his property and pulled all the way up to his front porch. And the man got out the truck and said, "Howdy, neighbor. My name is Bob, and I'm coming to welcoming you to the neighborhood. I know nobody has welcomed you to the neighborhood, so I wanted to be the first one to come and welcome you to the neighborhood. And I want to have a party in your honor." So the farmer said, "Well, that's really nice of you. Nobody has even said hi to me since I moved here. But it's really nice of you to want to invite me to a party. And you say it's in my honor? Oh, well, that would be really nice. Okay, so what's the dress code? Because I want to make sure I dress appropriately for the party." And the guy said, "Oh, yeah, well, it's going to be a great party. We're going to have drinks, and we're going to have food, and it's going to be some fucking and some fighting. Oh, it's going to be a wang-dang-doodle of a party. We're going to have a good time." And the man said, "Oh, okay, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. So what's the dress code?" And he said, "Well, it really doesn't matter what you wear, because it's just going to be me and you at the party." Ha, ha, ha. Woo! I'm Jim Money, the Pimp Cowboy. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, I got another short story for you. There was a young man that went to church, and he came home from church with a black eye. And his daddy asked him, "What happened? How did you get a black eye?" He said, "Well, we were in church, and we stood up for the devotion, and the lady in front of us, Mrs. Brown, she had her dress tucked inside her panties. So I reached over and pulled her dress out of her panties for her, and she socked me in the eye." And his father said, "Well, looks like you got to tell people that you're going to do something nice for them, so they don't think you're trying to take advantage of them. You got to warn them and let them know before you do anything for them that you only have their best interests in mind. You're not trying to take advantage of them so they can understand your intention." And the boy goes, "Oh, okay, Daddy, I understand." So the boy went to church the next Sunday, and they were in the service, and they stood up for devotion again. And the lady, Miss Brown, was in front of him again. And again, she had her dress tucked inside her panties. But he didn't do anything. His buddy next to him reached over and pulled the dress out of the lady's panties. And the young man knew that the lady didn't like that. So he reached over and tucked it back in, and she socked him in the eye again. Woo, I guess he can't win. All right, WG Money, the Pimp Cowboy Kid. Now it's time for a story. Okay, DJ Papa D, I know I wrote a story for the listening audience. So if we got some minutes, let's play the story for the audience. And we'll be back for more of the show to do the birthdays in a minute.
Yeah, so my boss was telling everybody, I'm a good accountant, now I'm a good actor, that's both. And he hired me because I was a good accountant. And I'm like, yeah, I'm a good accountant, I do my job. And everybody that I went to their department, they had met me and they started calling me Mr. Money and Money Man and everything, and it was really good. So they set me up for training at Newport Beach Hotel, the Marriott Hotel in Newport Beach. Now, Newport Beach is a resort hotel. That's the top of the line when you go to hotels in California. That is one of the best hotels in the city. So I got free training, which means I got room and board for a week to train in an active hotel, a hotel that was working. So everybody at the hotel was doing their job. And so I checked in, and I spent the night. I brought a girlfriend of mine, and we spent the night like it was our honeymoon. And then the next day, I got up and went to work. And I went into the accounting office, and I met all the accountants. And, you know, I actually did my job at that hotel like I had been doing at my Torrance hotel. And it was really good. And I had a good time, and I met some really good people. And I was in the hotel with two girls from the Torrance hotel. So the three of us had gone there for training. And after we finished the training, we went to the restaurant for dinner. And I was eating dinner in the restaurant, and we had a waitress. Oh, she was beautiful. And I was just flirting with her, knowing that, you know, I wasn't really trying to do anything with her. I was just flirting with her. And I was telling her, hey, you live here in Newport Beach. You know, you need to take me out so that I can see the city and see what's going on in this place, because this is really nice. I have never been to Newport Beach before. And she would say, no, I can't do that because I can't come back to the hotel after I get off work. And I said, I know. I work here. I know what the rules are. So what we'll do is you meet me outside across the street, and we'll go through the mall, and then you can take me to some clubs or something in the city, and we can hang out. We can go have drinks and hang out. I got a little money on me, you know. We can go do some stuff. And she was like, no, I don't think so. I don't think so. I'm like, oh, come on, girl. You know, you can take me out. Let's hit the town. So she didn't ever take me out. So the next day I went to work, and I came back, and we went to dinner again, and she was our waitress again. And I'm not really thinking about the fact that I'm a black man and she's a white girl. I'm not even thinking about that. Both of us are employees for the same company. We work for the Marriott, so everything should be all right. And she kept coming up with excuses. And I'm like, come on, girl. You know, you could take me out. You could just meet me across the street, and we won't have to meet here in the hotel. You meet me across the street, and then you can take me and show me the town. Come on, the hell is happening? And I left, and she had said, no, no, no. And I'm like, oh, come on. So anyway, I left, and the two girls that were with me went back to their room. Well, I was like, I don't want to go to my room. I want to see what's going on in the facility. So I was walking around the hotel, and I was checking out all of the amenities in the hotel. I went to the weight room, and I saw the physical therapy room and all of that. And then I went out by the pool, and I was walking outside. They had an outdoor pool, and I was walking around the pool, and it had lights all in the pool and everything. It was really nice. And they had a jacuzzi out there, but I didn't have any clothes to get in the pool or in the jacuzzi, so I was just walking around, just standing out by the pool, just enjoying the area. It was really beautiful, and I was checking it out. And I looked up in the window on the second floor was the restaurant that we had eaten dinner at, and I saw my waitress. And she was cleaning tables in the restaurant. And I looked up and I saw her, and I waved to her. And she waved back, and I'm thinking, yeah, hey, how you doing? And that was it as far as I'm concerned. You know, I'm like, we're not doing anything. We're not going anywhere. So I'm just hanging out. But I'm living there on the property, so it's not like I'm going to leave and go anywhere else. I can go back to my room, but I went to the bar, and I had some drinks, but it was like a Wednesday night, and nobody was in the bar, so it was just me and the bartender, and I'm drinking, and the girls didn't want to come and drink with me, the girls that I was working with, because they said that would be bad on their records that they be drinking when they go out to work. It would make it look like they're alcoholics. And no. I'm like, forget that. It's free drinks. I'm drinking. So I'm going to the bar, and I'm sitting up there drinking with the bartender. I'm having 20 shots. I'm drinking. And the girls didn't come to the bar, nothing. So I'm sitting up there, there's nobody at the bar, it's just me and the bartender. So I walk out, and I go to the bed. I go to my room, right? The next day, I get up to go to work, and I find out that the controller comes into my office, and he's telling me that I got to get off the property. And I'm like, why? What did I do? And he said, you've been harassing the waitress. And I'm like, oh, come on. I was just talking to the waitress. I haven't been harassing her. And then he said, yep, you were following her around last night while she was working. You were waiting for her, and you were stalking her. And I'm like, no, I wasn't. I was walking around the pool area, and I looked up, and I saw her cleaning tables, and I waved at her. That was it. I wasn't even thinking about her. But she had told her boyfriend, who happened to be the manager of the restaurant, and he thought I was trying to steal his girlfriend away. So he went to the controller and reported me. And that's how everything got twisted in the accounting department. So he comes in and he tells me he wants me off of the property as soon as I finish work that night. And I'm like, I can't leave. I'm here with some other people. We got a whole group of people here from Torrance Hotel, and we're here working, you know. I'm training. And he said, well, I want you off of the property after you get off work. So I get off work, and I go to the dining hall to eat dinner. And the waitress comes over, and I go, what is going on? And she's like, you've been stalking me. And I'm like, girl, I ain't even thinking about you. You said you couldn't take me out, so I took it as, you know, you wasn't going to take me out. But you done told somebody, and somebody came and told my boss, you got me in all kind of trouble. And I wasn't trying to do nothing to you. So I get escorted off of the property. The controller sends the security to my room. I pack all my clothes, and they walk me to the front of the building, and I'm sitting on the steps on the sidewalk.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com. Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents...
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
Well, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I want to talk about basketball. It's basketball season, and it's time to follow G-Money's picks on the basketball, the NBA, the WNBA, and college basketball. I'm going to see if I can pick a winner. So if you follow G-Money Sports Report, you will be able to find out who's winning in the basketball game throughout the basketball season. So follow G-Money and see if you can pick a winner, because I'm going to be in it to win it.
We have a store on Storytime with GMoney.com, where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks, so follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, we're good, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world. Well, it's almost time to shut the show down. The clock on the wall says that's all. So I got to get out the air chair and move on and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? But it's been a blast that we've had a good week with the radio show. And today's just Thursday. We have tomorrow's radio show, which will be Friday, and it'll be the last show of the week. So follow me into tomorrow's radio show, and we'll have a good time on the radio show. Okay, now we want to celebrate the birthdays for people that are celebrating their birthday today. On the 9th of February. But before we do that, DJ, I need to holler at you in the chat room for a minute, real quick.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You really wanna know.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas? And now it's time to celebrate the birthday for February 9th, 2023. So DJ, probably
put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, February 9th, 2023. Happy birthday to Devon T. Walker. Happy birthday to Anita Louise Williams. Happy birthday to Gerald Boyd. Happy birthday to Marcia Lozette. Happy birthday to Denise Wright Casco. Happy birthday to Kelly Davis. Happy birthday to Don Terry. Happy birthday to Jason Terry. Happy birthday to Mr. Noble Omega. Happy birthday to Daryl Wayne Ray Sr. Happy birthday to Al Bernard Bush. Happy birthday to G.B. Lamar. And happy birthday to Stephen Miller. And last but not least, happy birthday to Naya Daniel. And that's it. So I just want to wish happy birthday to everyone. Birthday is today, February 9th, 2023.
All right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today and celebrating their birthday in the month of February because they're Aquarius. We need to give the Aquarius people a shout out. Yes, my daddy was an Aquarius. He was on the 16th of February. So we want to give a shout out to everybody that's in Aquarius and wish everybody a February happy birthday. All right. Well, today is February 9th, and so we want to give a shout out to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. And I know God's blessing you with the graciousness and the glory that his son has provided for our life. And God has given us pleasures of being alive and living in the world we live in. It's not always a good thing, but it's a continuous lifetime that we're happy to have. So, without further ado, I want to wish you a birthday song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And may you have many, many, many more. Have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And may you have pleasant things happen to you today. May your family and friends surround you with presents and dinner and all the good things that accompany you on your day. Because today is your special day. And we wish you the best of things to happen on today. So it's your birthday and we want to wish you the best. So, have a good day today and a better day tomorrow and good days from now eternity in your lifetime. All right. So, without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me
so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing, and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.